Welkom by die deeltydse alkoholiste. My naam is Mystic Boeremeisie en vanaand praat ons die taal.
What the energy! Guys, do not ever let the whites come here and say we are not replacing. Fam, we're here. Are we not doing WEE right now?
Yes.
We have hired another white.
A card-carrying member of the... Not the obvious beer, but the...
Close enough.
Forum.
Yeah. Close
forum.
Enough.
Yeah.
The deal dates what?
We have two. We have
a
returning member.
How
Sharon. Sharon.
Oh, sorry. Sunette.
Sharon. Sharon, you need to figure your name out, eh?
You need to just... Sharon, Sunette, Bota. What do you mean?
Sunette, can you die taal praat?
Ja.
I know.
Die hond
gaat... Maklik. Die hond gaat... Woef, woef.
Die hond gaan poep, 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 poep.
Guys, don't worry, we are safe. We haven't been taken over.
Can I just say, before I do the intros, shout outs to... Okay, we're going to intro our Afrikaans guest, but shout out, she sounds like she's selling sort of Afrikaans herbal remedies.
Like herbal life.
Just like calm, like, just like anything to calm you.
It was
like,
the cake net herbal life. Like, yo, Friesek.
As per usual, you are joined by the suburban Papa Action, aka your mom's boyfriend,
aka Benjamin Button.
Happy birthday to moi. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And fuck you guys. You are also joined by
Shemaine Dupree.
DIY Z. AKA, I shower for 45 and a half minutes.
Five times a day.
Listen.
AKA, your geezer doesn't have enough water for me.
Listen, you gotta be kidding.
Me.
Also, who fills a whole tub of hot water just to wait for it to get cold?
This is how you pivoted. Yes. This is how you pivoted. Yes, this is what you wanted to do. You saw the heat was coming to you, so you were like, nah, actually throw it back that way.
Back to Papa Action.
I can't get away this thing.
Listen, y'all know how Papa Action do. And we are also joined by
Benton
Bolzer. AKA your favorite.
Plant-based snack.
Le Grand Bay.
No, aren't you Vacation Bay today?
Vacation Bay. Our Afrikaans guest has slipped out of her natural tongue. But we are also joined by Sharon D, aka
Sunette
is fine too, aka twerk it, apparently, because that is what Nduni be about it, aka it's about to be a hot girl summer. And new guest on the show.
Hello,
Yella. Oh, guys.
Yo,
we are about to...
She snatched our hearts.
Right?
Why we are about to... Sexy boy,
guys.
Was
voted
the second sexiest accent.
Well, so
I don't know who voted.
Was it dudes from Kimberley voting?
When they said South African accent, maybe they didn't say Afrikaans accent.
I think so. At least.
They said South African accent. I will fight you on this.
Also, where were they voting? In Arizona? Or.
But yes. Probably Bloemfontein.
Yeah, actually.
We are joined by the Mystic Boer
Ramesi.
Apparently you have to say it correctly. I don't know. I can't pronounce things in Afrikaans.
Just feel a deep Boer Ramesi.
AKA, I sing a deal blow for don't say no more.
Guys, okay. On that.
What is that part of the of when you had Loftus? That part goes loud.
Or like you go deaf. Like it's like.
Okay, here's a question, right? At the preschool that I work at, can I say that?
Yes.
Okay, I work at a preschool. They sing the national anthem. When we're like, what do you guys want to sing today? They're like, the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
So then when it comes to the Afrikaans part, it's only my voice. So then do I pretend?
The Afrikaans pride
do
comes
I pretend that I don't know Afrikaans and I'm like... Or am I like, Diplo, funnel to him? Like, what do I do?
Like, you gotta lean into it.
It's
like,
actually, lean into it.
Lean into it.
It's your culture. It is an official language.
Yeah.
Mm. But I also mean, think I don't it's know funny what it means. That the kids don't know this.
They don't know.
I didn't know it as a kid either.
They know all
I
of those.
Guys, no, but you know.
But then when the English comes, United.
But like, true story. The really complicated part of the anthem is when it's like.
And
like, there's a lot of "hrs" in like one sentence, and you're like, what is happening here? I don't understand.
I think I've seen the national anthem written down 2 or 3 times in my life as an adult. And every time I'm like, is this what the Afrikaners are saying?
You're like,
what does it matter if it's written down? You still have no idea what it means. Let's be honest.
So, okay, let's rein this back in. Because it is the birthday episode.
We must pop it.
Birthday. Because it's a birthday episode. My birthday. When I die, there are me inside a Louis store.
Hey, Shawty.
When I die, there are me inside a Gucci store. Hey. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
I mean, listen, you guys have heard me on this podcast enough to know that that is what I'd be wishing for. Like, woo! You can hear it popping. So we are doing an MCC episode. We're trying to teach you guys about the things.
Mm-hmm. I just learned now that MCC is
Méthode de Club
Classique.
So for the first time, you read the label.
Yes,
Okay, so Sherman never reads the labels, and that is what is happening now. So we got Krona Demisec.
Is it
Demisec, which is semi-sweet?
Krona.
Listen, you gotta pretend.
There's no.
You gotta pretend to be fancy.
Oh, this thing is called Night Nectar.
Ooh, that's so good.
We're ready.
Night Nectar.
That's some sexy shit. That's like when you're like, hey girl, I got some Night Nectar.
Can I get freaky with you?
Glasses. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we're gonna start with the Krona Night Nectar. Oh, yeah, no, Dion. So, I mean, Sharon has been cut off. Okay, no, it's fine.
Edit
point. Sharon has been cut off because Sharon fell into the fridge somehow.
I don't want this fruit guy over here.
Like,
Where's your glass?
This is great for listeners.
What is
this? Content
kids. I need to try.
This is yours.
I need to try.
Okay, listen, you already said you were going to drink water.
After the tequila. Was that tequila we had?
Yes, it was tequila we had.
It was a lubrication. It was just to
get... Was it a night nectar?
Right? Just to get the people going.
Night nectar.
Is there like an R&B song called Night Nectar?
Let's do it.
Guys, let's make an R&B group called Sexual Chocolate.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Sexual chocolate.
I will be.
What is
that? It's a white chocolate.
That sounds a bit dangerous.
It is a chocolate. It's not really chocolate, let's be honest. White chocolate isn't really chocolate. There's no chocolate in there, it's just milk.
But it's yummy.
That sounds like some dude I met who was like, white people aren't really people.
Wow.
If you want to take it there.
Wow.
That was wild.
I mean, you come to this podcast for the hot takes, fam. Y'all aren't here to hear us say acceptable things.
Also, we opened with Trapper van Vergeleken.
Right?
Just
right.
Like all the gaggers and the curtsy. So, that's what means.
As soon as you heard poo 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 poo.
Yeah, everyone knew what they were getting themselves into. We can't apologize.
Guys, Night Nectar be mad sweet.
No. Let's start at the beginning. We always have to have a cheers.
Okay.
Cheers. Okay, there you go. You heard it. The ASMR fans, y'all got it.
That should be mad weird. I heard people use that as like a sexual thing as well. Like they listen to some chick on...
No,
like,
but a lot of it...
Yo, Lisa ASMR'd people 2 episodes ago because he was eating an apple.
Yes, and half the people liked it and half of them didn't.
Really? So disgusting.
No, literally, like yesterday we spoke about it. Like, half the
ASMR
people liked it, half of them didn't.
You
what does it stand
like,
for?
Yes.
I don't know.
No idea.
But do you know what it is?
No.
So it's like their YouTube channel where you watch people eat or you listen to people eat, and
it's not about
it's like you get that feeling.
Yeah, it's not always eating.
Yeah, it could also be like a really soothing voice, like how you opened with that super sultry voice, baby. And then
like whisper or read a book and then the page is off.
But now we're eating like
they don't sexualize it, but people are using it to sexualize it. It's a weird situation.
This is ASMR.
I've literally seen ASMR
videos where people just chew food.
But they do it well.
I mean, listen, practice makes perfect.
Yo, dude, there's this consultancy firm in, and there was this one guy, dude, sitting in the canteen, and he's like, and he's like, literally, it's like a conversation with his food. Because he's like,
I hate people who do that. Oh my
god! I had to pack up and go eat in the lab because I was like, I can't do it. Time out. Can't do it. Nope. No more.
But you know that I'm gonna this take is Sharon right here. Cake.
It's gonna be wild.
Have you not heard her conversation? Ah. Everything she eats, she's like, ooh, she gets so excited. Give her a piece of toast. A slice of white bread one day. She had a dry slice of white bread.
Oh, wow.
Did her eyes not light up? Wow. She was eating it with one hand. Like,
Sharon D. Sharon D is listening.
Also, the only photo of me on your Insta is me praising a cupcake. Like,
I should add the slice of white bread. I got that, actually.
No.
Really?
Do you guys want to see it?
Add it, please. Yeah.
Let's do it.
We need visuals and
okay.
Oh, my gosh.
While we're doing the adding.
While you're getting that, yeah.
Quick first round, what do y'all think?
Had a taste, pretty sweet. I'm not a fan of the sweet drinks. This is pretty sweet. Smooth though.
That it is demi-sec. That is kind of its vibe.
Is that the vibe?
Yeah, demi-sec is like half sweet.
Oh.
You could get sweeter.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe?
I like it.
It's better than JC.
Oh shit, that was the day that I was dying though.
So we just saw a picture of Sharon.
Confirmation.
Yeah, we just saw a picture of Sharon.
And she's wearing the same shirt.
I know.
You can reenact it for us.
A dry white slice of bread. Who can bake a biscuit?
Guys, I was literally
especially for you. The baker's man can.
Yo,
Sharon,
what a struggle pitch, eh? That's a struggle pitch. If it was black and white,
that's not even a builder's meal. You know when like your construction site when they just had burrito and coke. There's no coke in that photo. It's just bread.
She had brought me back from the dead hours before that. Like
it's that risky. It fucked up
because of that thing. Yes, that
oh, is that why? Is that why Sharon is banned from whiskey?
And she drank and wine the whole day. She was fine. She was fun. We were like dancing, rapping, singing, living our best lives. She has a sip
dancing
of whiskey.
And rapping.
The next thing, she's like, pop. She's like, in my couch. Like this.
What about?
Like,
wow.
Not just pop, pop porridge. Like, the, like, with no life in it. No, it was rough.
It was very rough.
All right.
Young
everyone else's thoughts on the
Krona.
Okay.
Krona. Yes, the Krona demi-sec. Guys, you can get the shit at Woolworths, probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. It's
It's probably like
150.
I think the price
point is like
I have no idea.
Something, but not gonna break anybody.
Woo!
It's
Sharon is
bad.
Jumping in duo, guys.
I like that it's sweet.
Yeah.
Me too.
The sweet is like it's very celebration-y. It's
true.
The sweetness builds into that whole celebration vibe of it. So it's like very like, okay, listen. We maybe don't drink all the time, but like it's a happy occasion.
But the thing is,
let's
so
have a nice thing. It's like Coke.
For people who don't like dry white wine, it's a dry white wine that they can drink because it's sweetened. Like,
would you serve it to your granny?
Yes.
There
like
we
you
go.
Know, some strawberries.
Is
there
that is
some,
that a criteria?
This is
the
type of thing
yeah.
you would serve to your granny.
This is the one.
I mean,
put,
my grand drinks match.
This is the free one you put on the table at a wedding. And no one's gonna complain about it.
True.
I see that.
Yeah.
I see that, yes.
Yeah.
It's also the one that has
so
a lot of sugar
Jesse,
and you're gonna wake up in the morning
it's
and
it's a better JC. It's a much better JC.
It's a much better JC.
Yeah.
I'm not sure
like
that's a
Jesse.
High bar that you guys are sitting
it's
here.
Not
like,
but
JC's
much...
like Gordon's. Like JC's like Gordon's. It's fine, it's not so but
no
it's
JC
okay.
is not like Gordon's. I will not let you slander Gordon's like this. J JC is okay. not like Gordon's.
Everybody drinks JC.
No JC one's gonna find is like C JC.
I don't mind.
JC is like. JC is like the gin you found that you don't quite know the name of, but it was like 60 rand a bottle.
That's fine.
Like.
What must happen? But no one's gonna find you bringing a bottle of JC to anything, actually.
Yes, they are. People are gonna throw down with you if you bring a bottle of JC.
Then
you
snob.
Can listen. You can't bring a bottle of JC to a wedding.
No, not to a wedding.
Or to like
fam.
A friend.
Who brings champagne to a wedding?
Depends
good
on
good fucking boys.
Have you not met blacks like in the car, in the boot? Everybody.
So that's my first time.
Yeah,
sorry.
It happens. I mean, that's why you did the intro. Yeah. But like, yes.
Everybody's not gonna have the sparkling anything. It's gonna be straight.
Like when the liquor, everyone goes because obviously at a wedding, right? You have a set budget for what you're gonna pay for liquor.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's usually like wine or whatever. So everyone comes to the wedding with shit in the boot.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to go. So that like if it's not a vibe, you can be like, alright, cool, listen, I got some Singleton Tailfire, let's do it.
Hell no, am I sharing Singleton Tailfire?
No, I didn't say you're sharing it.
You're touching your studio.
Example. This man is very sensitive.
On my studio.
Anyway, so first impressions out of the way. Hold this ASMR. It's delicious. What were we going to start with again?
We're talking about white people.
Yes,
but
white.
Demographic.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So,
Burmese.
So,
my people.
Our mystic Burmese is a self-hating Burmese. I don't know how that works.
I mean,
strong.
She didn't present herself as that.
Strong.
So, I don't know.
No, I'm just saying. She said she was. She said her family was like the Corneliuses?
the
Cornelii?
I mean,
the Easter Raisins. Yeah, the Easter Raisins. Yes, the Easter Raisins. And like, she's like, I don't really like the Easter Raisins, but that's where I came from. It'd be like that
that's
sometimes.
Okay, that's okay.
That's okay, it happens.
Yeah, it happens. It does happen.
What are your issues? Because we met some whams.
Yes.
We met lesbians that coined the phrase whams.
Mm.
And whams.
Explain to the people what a wham is.
Afrikaans male. Yeah.
So the peak toxicity, so take male toxicity
exactly, yeah.
And add an Afrikaans white male to the mix.
Mm.
That's a wham.
That is
so
that is the straw.
They all have GS1200 motorbikes and
they all have BMW Solomons motorbikes.
And you know it's true.
Do they play Ultimate Frisbee though? That's like
be.
A different breed.
No,
that's like a young.
No. That's like the
younger
that's
generation.
Like the
they are.
They I came
are.
Into contact with those ones in Cape Town.
Okay.
They are wearing flops, shorts, and a hoodie in winter.
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah.
And possibly old Oakley glasses.
True. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is
indeed. And
I
like
definitely have two-tone shirts.
Shirts that look like picnic tables all the time.
You know who they are.
Mm.
You know who they
with
are.
Just the jean, just the jean bunt, and either Solomon's or cat shoes.
They're the guys that
cat
when you
bro,
when you're
cat.
In a meeting, when you're in a boardroom meeting.
Or what is that
one?
K-Sway.
Multiple people.
K-Way.
K-Sway.
Nah, Sway. That's cool.
I'm apparently
Sherman
Sanya,
Sherman Sanya.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Well, they're the guys that in a big meeting, and they're about to start speaking, and they can see everybody's multicultural. They start with Afrikaans, and you have to stop them and put them in their place.
So
those guys,
people
those people. Okay,
with
we.
Okay, well, I started with Afrikaans, so who
yeah.
am I
so
to
we are trying to. So our mystic Buddha Macy has a bee in her bonnet about them. Explain. Why are you upset with Afrikaans people? Men, women, children. Like, what's happening?
Where are we going?
Why are they stressing you out?
Especially those fucking babies. That's
the Afrikaans babies are the worst.
Because they
always,
just go,
you know,
then they go, wah, wah.
Always,
that's a reach.
Wah.
You're reaching.
No,
you're reaching. Guys, that's a reach.
Those are the dreams.
When
listen,
see,
I'm here.
Wah.
When there's a crying baby on the flight.
I wish Afrikaans baby made
wah.
Wah.
Wah. Speakers.
Oh, God.
Wah.
When there's a crying baby on the flight, guess what? Most likely, white baby.
That's true.
I don't know what that means, but it is.
Okay, what is wrong with Afrikaans people? Let's just put it out there, they fucking racist. Just straight up. I think if you had to like do some type of census on racism, Afrikaans people just are gonna be up there, let's be honest.
Are they in denial or are they open about it?
No, I don't think they are in denial.
No,
I think they're,
pretty open about it. Yeah.
Okay, here's a question to the group. Would you rather, or what is the thing you would rather fix first? Institutional or individual racism?
Institutional. 100%.
Yeah. No one gives a
systemic.
Fuck.
Systemic.
Really.
It's something that actually affects you. But individualized racism is like, you can be racist, but jog on, boy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to listen to you. Exactly.
No, but people still get touched about it.
Yeah.
No, get touched.
No, people get...
In your person, like, go on.
But
like,
my bank account won't be touched.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's what matters. My progression in my career won't be touched.
So if I can tell you a story about like a colleague of mine, Afrikaans male. So he's driving. Okay, so I have two colleagues. Give me a Sotho name, just a random one.
Lekhonolo.
Lekhonolo. And we have Lekhonolo and we have.
Shohi.
No, no, I need an Afrikaans name. Just make one up.
Karel.
Kun. No?
Karel.
Karel. So we have...
Just as you have it on Deki.
On Deki. Becky on Deki.
Who are you? You know who you are, Karel.
So
no.
Yeah, Karel, you are...
So...
Tokyo, Karel.
So, Karel and Lekhonolo...
My Afrikaans person.
...are my colleagues. And they have been sent to do a police activation in Bloemfontein.
Yeah.
So Karel's driving. So Karel explains how he believes that there shouldn't be any interracial couples and he thinks it's disgusting. And he goes on, I'm not done, he goes on to say that if his wife was raped by a black man, he would divorce his wife because he could no longer be with her.
But Karel has a small dude by a white dude. Chilled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then he could still, like, he could work through it with her and, like, still be with her. But he's like... Like,
Karel has a small penis.
Oh yeah.
Karel was like, but he's talking to Lekhonolo. He's like, yo, if my, and like, he's got a daughter and a son. He's like, it's forbidden. There's no ways that they can date outside of their race. And he doesn't condone it. And he will disown them. And if his wife was raped by a black man, he would divorce his wife. And he could no longer be with her.
I hope Karel gets
like that. That's racism. It's wild. Yeah.
Karel is crazy, but like Chris Rock once said a thing. He said, "The thing you hate the most will end up in your family."
Yeah.
So, Karel is also is really just asking. He's asking the universe to deliver him something
because there is some delicious.
Like,
his daughter's
like,
gonna come home with a huge ass Nigerian. They can't do anything about it.
I saw this once, and I don't want to put people on blast, but like. So my parents' biggest thing was trans people. Just because they didn't understand it, weird for them. Did my sister not bring a trans dude home? Well, no, actually, didn't bring a trans dude. Started lesbian. My parents were already like, what is going on? Man's transitioned. And they were like, I have no idea. I am dizzy. And like... Shout outs to my sister because, like, my sister's a badass, fam. She was like, yes, this is this person here. Meet my grandparents, meet everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my grandmother met him before the transition and then after. And my grandmother was like, I don't know, brain. I literally saw steam coming out of this old lady's ears because she was like, because someone told her, no, you can't say her anymore. And she was like, what? She's like, what does that mean? Like, what are you saying to me? And like, her brain broke in front of me. It's like, it just collapsed inside. It was like, I don't know what's happening. And shout outs, good mate of mine now. Like, he keeps disappearing, but that's fine. It's because he's on a farm somewhere. But how would the Easter raisins respond to
Well,
that?
Is now a good time to tell you my dad's name's Karel?
Hey, Karel! Oh, is that why you were saying no, Karel?
It's not, but... It could be. If you're lucky, it could be.
Are you basically saying you have daddy issues?
I mean, don't we all? Like, I got some.
Okay, this question. How do daddy issues manifest in women as opposed to men? Or how do daddy issues manifest in women?
Is there a difference?
Sunit.
I don't know.
Is there a difference?
Here we go.
No, there isn't, then you can say so. It's not a...
Explain to us. I'm asking.
Well, when you just said men also have daddy issues, that's the first time I actually even thought about it. Because that narrative of women with daddy issues is like so prevalent. We don't really talk about
it. So, okay, so what are we...
We don't talk about it.
No, men have all the daddy issues.
Like, in trying to redefine what masculinity is, or male identity... No, let me not use masculine. Male identity. It's been doused with masculinity of this is what a man is. All we had as a reference of what a man is Schwarzenegger with a cigar in his mouth, and Stallone, you know, running away from explosions, and there's like everything, the world is devoid of emotions. So to emote with your father is a foreign concept of, like, right now, my only way to connect to my dad is through Formula One, cricket, rugby, name of sports, boxing. That's how we connect. But other, like, I've had one conversation when my heart was broken, crying on the bed, and my dad spoke to me. And that was in my mid-20s. And
talking about Voldemort.
Voldemort, she must not be named. But other than that, I've never had a conversation about, yo, how do you feel about that person? This is how you treat that person. This is how you let that communicate to that person how you feel. What do you feel about your career? What are your passions? Like, I've never had that. And my dad has had mad conversations with us. Very present dad. Awesome teachings, but it's life lessons. Like, this is how you...
He's a lecturer, not a...
Yes.
It's not personalized.
It's not... There's no emotion in my interaction with him. It's literally, this is how you conduct yourself. So, brilliant upbringing. But in terms of emotion, I felt a little devoid of that emotion.
Yeah.
As opposed to what my sister got with her interaction with my dad.
I watched a stand-up comedy, and the stand-up comedy, it actually rang true, because I realized, yo, that's everybody I know, that where the stand-up comedian, he's I think he's an Indian guy, I can't remember who said it, but always Arabian or some shit. And he said, brown fathers don't say I love you.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I don't know if it's like that for all fathers, but he said it on the stand-up comedy, and it was like, actually, this is funny because it's mad true.
But they tell you they love you through action. So they will do things, and you'll see. Facts. Like, if my dad didn't love me, there was a plethora of things he wouldn't have done.
If my father had to say that, he would have gone to fetch smokes.
Yeah, he would have gone to fetch smokes and not come back.
If my father said that to me now, it would be so weird. It would be awkward. I would not have.
Okay. No, you know what's crazy? My dad, and I think it's, to be fair, I think it's my baby sister's fault.
Yeah.
But my dad just started saying I love you now. And I'm like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Are you dying?
Are you about to die? Is this what... Like, the other day, like, after the wedding, it was like, you know, I love you. And I was like...
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Cool. You know what? The weather is great. You're right.
Thanks.
Two thumbs up. I have a belly button.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, but then question.
Yeah.
How has you not having an emotional relationship with your father, not hearing the words I love you, how has that affected the way that you relate to people now as a man?
Well, from our perspective, like anything else.
Big questions from the Easter reasons.
I would tell you, like, early 20s, mid-20s, it was about, like, masculinity. Like, yo, you gotta be jacked. This is the only way you can be a man. You gotta be devoid of emotion. You can't emote with another man. I remember I had this rule, like, my male friend has a birthday. I'm not going to buy you a birthday present. How can I do that? Like, that just feels weird.
That's too emotional to buy someone a gift.
To buy another man a birthday present, that's weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's hella weird. It's a thing.
And, but the coming full circle now, like, living with these two, it's totally different where, like, the only way that we're all alive right now is we have to emote with each other. We've had family meetings in this house, like, fam, the way you walked into the house, I don't like it. You need to communicate in X, Y, and Z. And it's, we are changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, changing our yourself. Mind, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our mindset is changing. Like, I'm learning to forsake certain boundaries with Yolisa.
I think you might be forced into that one.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
Like, I mean, like, to be fair, to add to that, like, even as much as, so Sweetness here likes to tease me about my non-confrontationalness. Because I dislike confrontation as a general thing, because I grew up in a family of women. So I love women. And for me, yeah.
Sorry, just press pause to that story. Just to give you context of his non-confrontationalness. I say to him, Yoles, would you like to go for a walk with me? He goes, alright, yeah. I just need a shower and then...
I had shit to cook.
My sister's coming over, so he explains to me why he can't come on this walk with me, but he starts with saying, alright, yeah. Yeah.
Listen, it's like that.
His voice went up an octave and I was just like, fam, just say no.
Listen,
it's okay.
Half an octave.
It's
half. It wasn't a full octave. It was like, it was an oct. Shut up.
Continue your story.
But like, so I grew up in a family of women. And and shout outs to my dad for, one of the things I did get from my dad was, how to just be around strong women. So my dad's mom was like a lawyer. She was the first lawyer. And like, my mom is this like strong, wonderful, like, she's little, but like, she fucks shit up. I don't know why you are having those shakes.
No, there was a little dribble there. I just wanted.
Oh, okay. Not to, but like, so I grew up where my dad was the one who fetched us from school. He was the one who attended our games. He was the one, like, my mom would be at work. Like, you know, sort of, so the opposite way around. But at the same time, my dad was still like, yo, I'm a man of the house. Like, y'all gonna, like, so he didn't say I love you, but he showed it and he sort of made it known that, look, I'm not saying I love you, but here, little nigga, here's this thing.
So
hear the words I'm trying to
tell
you.
Part of the reason my kryptonite, if you play with my hair, I'm falling straight asleep. And part of that reason is my dad used to play with my hair and used to like make these little knots. And that used to make me fall asleep. So if you touch my head, I'm out. It's done. Like, anything touched my head. And it comes from, it wasn't only my dad, it was my mom, my aunt, my sister. But I just remember, like, because that was the only intimacy I can remember of, it's actually my dad touching me. And that thing used to put me to sleep. So it was like soothing. It was like our bonding. And like, that's like the most prevalent memory I have actually of
and
like, an intimacy with my dad. Like,
it's kind of crazy because like you mentioned that, but like so when I was a kid and my mom would just be like, yo, listen, you need to talk to your dad. You need to like bond with him. And like my dad, we could only ever watch cricket together. Like we didn't talk about shit. He didn't know what was happening in my life. He didn't, like, and I don't think it's that he didn't care. It's, I always rationalize it as we came from two very different experiences. He was what happens when you achieve your goals. In that, he was like, you know what? I want my children to be better. I want them to grow up from a better life, blah, blah, blah. And it did. So, like, he grew up in, like, the Eastern Cape and then Soweto. Tortured, chased, all that shit. And here I was, this, like, mad privileged black kid, like, doing all things. So, like, we can't relate. We have no, like, sort
it's
of similar touchstones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, so the shit I'm complaining to him about, he's like,
walk it off.
Like, my nigga, stop.
Like,
fuck right off.
And what I've noticed, okay, and I'm just speaking for myself, is that it's not that the males in my family or my father specifically is, we're not saying he doesn't have, is void of emotion. He's the most emotional person I know.
Yeah, my dad is mad. I get my emotionality from my dad.
Yeah, he just doesn't know how to express it. That's the thing. So that link is fucked up. So he'll take a walk, or he'll get teared up, or whatever the case may be, but he'll never, or he'll like get tensed up, oh, I'm taking a walk, or some shit like that, or take a drive, or some shit, but he'll never be able to efficiently communicate it. So you learn the hard way as to how do you communicate your emotions. So you sort of get a hint of, oh no, I know my time with Lesby, even though he's never said it. It's just how it is. Coming from your question about, because you don't have that, do you think you've missed out or whatever?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
You don't know what you don't know. So I don't know whether I'd be a different person, or whether I'd be exactly the same, or whether I'd be a worse guy, whether I'd be a serial killer, or whether I'd be where I am now, with or without that ability to connect that emotion into a communication.
And I have a follow-up question, but first I wanna hear from
both of
the ladies in the room. What are your daddy issues like, since we've spent a bunch of time telling you guys ours?
Sure.
Ooh, it's a lot.
Shouldn't we start?
No, remember we deleted issues. That episode. We deleted that whole episode. No, I asked you. You were like, you were like, kill that.
Collect your stories. In the meantime, we're going to announce the winner of our competition.
Okay.
And then once we've done that, then you can start with your story.
Mm-hmm. We ran a competition last week. Whoever's listening, we ran a competition last week. We were like, listen.
Loyal.
To the real ones.
Your bottles are ready.
To the real ones.
To the real ones, I just want to say, you're smart. You're loyal.
And you're probably not listening.
Exactly.
And go buy your mama a house.
Yes, can I tell you, the realest one came with the realest response. Like, so if you don't remember, we should have probably had a simpler question, if I'm honest.
I know, it was a real episode.
But so we're talking about gender-based violence, and the question was, I'm paraphrasing, but it was in this stage of, please feel free to if you remember. So like it was in this age of social media, why is the uproar happening now rather than previously?
True.
And
this type of stuff has been happening for way too long.
Yeah.
Why are we finally at a stage where we can say, hey, fuck this shit?
So and then the question was, answer whoever gives the best answer. And guys, Nikita, well done.
Send two pies.
Well done. Like, I can't read her question now. Her answer now, but it was like, I'll post it. It was like a 10-page long, considered answer on like fam. So actually the way this works is we've been fighting about this to begin with, but it is getting to a head now. So it's like, yo, you know when you get hurtful, but before you get hurtful, it builds up. And it builds 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 and eventually.
So you're saying this is the straw that built the camel's back.
So that is part of what you're saying. Like, it is, and it's a very beautiful, I'll put it up. It's very beautiful, it's a very considered answer. And it also, more than that, it's a very educational answer. Because like, part of the thing is, I know that because people hang around in their bubbles, they think everyone knows what they know, or that everyone should have perfect knowledge. And the thing is, people don't.
Weren't you saying males are the white people?
No, men are the white people of people.
Yeah.
And
we just,
that's,
we're, I so mean, blind in our privilege.
And because we have privilege, but part of the thing is, part of the thing I always say is like, we have privilege, but like a lot of us are willing to learn. We just literally don't know. And the worst thing
would
you can
say
do,
the same of white people though?
Yes.
You're making this comparison.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I would. So. I have dealt with so many of them. And I really, really understand the urge to say, fam, it's not my job to teach you.
Because it's not.
But it isn't. But I also understand that if you don't teach that person, no one else will. Not a single soul will. And that person will continue along that path of fuckery. You have to... It sucks. I'm not saying it's fun. But if you do not change that person, Who do you think will do that?
Okay, I've heard your guys' voices too much. I need to hear from.
Yeah.
On so, what? What are we talking about? Are we going back to daddy issues?
I mean, we started at
daddy issues. It doesn't have to be issues. It's got to be like relation. Yeah. But it relates to issues.
I mean, speak on what we're talking about.
Yeah. It's all you don't have to be super personal. You
it's
can just
the daddy issues that have led to the...
Yeah, but what is the relation? Balance. I told you, like, the relation.
Maybe,
And what's the result for you guys? Like, for us, it's we found a better way of communicating our emotions because we live together as full men. And now we know we have to battle this minefield of emotions. So we've learned that way. But our past has helped us to do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the void of it, now we see the
so
light.
Like, what
so,
like, what behaviors did
you
see in
if,
your dad? Yeah. Like, what mm-hmm. behaviors did you see that caused, like, micro-traumas and, like...
For me?
I mean, my dad used to hit me. Like...
Same.
You know? Like, hit me. Like,
wait, like, hit you?
Like,
hit. Finished talk?
Like, with a belt, with mm-hmm. a shoe, with a thing he bought from a farmer's market that said "moege praat" on it, you know,
what's
tired of talking, like a
sure.
big paddle that
it's
he used to
made
beat me
for
with.
Hitting.
Made for hitting, but the worst part wasn't the hitting. The worst part what came after it was like him embracing me and saying, "I love you so much, and I'm just doing this because I love you."
The manipulation.
And it's that combination of like someone has to love you so much.
To hit you.
That they will teach you through violence.
I have
manipulation.
I
feel like that's all black parents.
Children, young girls who have said, the only way I know he loves me is if he hits me. These are children who are like breaking into high school or have just made it in. Like, that's the belief. The only way I know he loves me is if he hits me. And that's the thing. Same thing. I got beaten. Didn't get a...
So what's
enough
the...
of talking, but I got a broken jaw, or not broken jaw, but like fucked up jaw for a good 3 months of like,
what's
felt that pain.
What's the other side of that coin?
Sorry. And a lot of love. And... Mm. The next day, we're good.
Mm.
The next day, we are cracking jokes.
Mm.
We're making like we're cuddling. We're good.
But also, I feel like my dad hit me because he didn't know what to do with his emotions because he was going through a really hard time. You know, he had lost the love of his life. He didn't know what to do with those emotions, and he was hurting, like deeply, deeply hurting. But and then once he hit me, he felt better. I know that. That's probably why you could tell me that he loved me at that point, because he got it out of his system. But like that is a way for men to deal with their emotions, and that men aren't able to find other ways.
Is that the only interaction?
That's a fucked up outlet.
Is that the
I don't think that's
like the hitting the only interaction that you see as like a trauma? Like, are there any like other micro traumas that lead to
witnessing him catcalling girls my age?
Oh, oof. Okay, no, wait, hold on.
I've seen that with my dad.
Wait, what?
Not catcalling.
What?
So, like, there was a time,
sweetness.
Like, sorry to kill your story, but like, I was walking in the mall. Mind you, like, time is still married to my dad. And I'm believing this fallacy that they madly in love. Naive me. And I'm walking in the mall. And I see Honey Love, and I'm just like, yo, she is fly. So I start checking her out. And in panning and checking her out, I pan and I come across, like, my dad cuts into my view. And I realize we're checking out the same woman, but, like, lusting over. And I just felt so dirty in that moment. And I was just like, I just felt,
me and my dad liked the same things.
No, but I felt. Like, dirty is a word, but I felt like I was doing something wrong. So, like, initially when I was checking her out, I didn't feel like I was doing something wrong. But then when I realized we're looking at the same woman, it was... I can't even put it into words. I was crestfallen. It was just...
You feel a bit of guilt?
It was guilt, but I was also like... he went from hero to villain, because then I was just like, yo, you were perfect in my eyes, but now like that fallacy of that your parents is perfect in your eyes, and it was just
not.
Oh, is this the dad episode?
Also, yes.
Another one for me was the fact that post my mom, every woman my dad has been with, regardless of how long he chose to be with her, she went from this phenomenal, like, I don't know, she played it well, she played me well, to a complete witch. Like, 100%. And for him to stay with her and put us through it, to put his own children through it, knowing very well that he's sitting there fighting with these women about how shitty they treat us, but staying. How are you gonna put this woman before your own children? You've got four kids that do not belong to, or two, or however many it is.
Okay.
And here is this woman in our home, making us feel uncomfortable, making us feel like we are less than, all of that shit.
In a weird way, let me fight for the dads. And it's that children are inherently selfish. You want everything from your parents. Your parents like sort of give machines and you get, but you don't really give back. Your parents have to like look at, oh look, he can walk like no one walks. That they have to take solace in the fact that you can do very normal shit. So a lot of the times when, and this is, I'm not excusing your dad. I'm just being very generally now. Very generally. Because I see the heat. I see the heat.
I see her loading.
She's like, listen. She
got the tech nine.
But what I'm saying is like, the person who makes your dad happy is not necessarily the same person who makes your dad's kids happy. And now he has to deal with how that works in his life.
Yeah.
Now, if she made him happy, if any of these bitches made him happy, I would be cool. They all made him miserable. That was actually
bitches
my problem.
Bitches be making you
first.
Miserable, but in a very happy way.
My problem was with that.
Bitches
that
make you happily
first.
Miserable.
Bam.
The only reason I know that they hated me is because he fucking told me that they hated me because he was miserable. He would have never said that had he been like
fair enough.
In cloud nine with these bitches. No.
The topic's getting okay.
So
I understand this
so
is usually a topic, but can I hit it with a bit of a lightheartedness? You might hate me.
Can you?
Wow.
Maybe your dad
maybe
was just taking her down.
Yeah.
Like maybe your dad is just like, you know what? Cast this fire pipe.
Also, how many children does your dad have?
What?
I'm pretty sure.
Already
got
four. Like, yo.
That bedroom is hot.
Listen, people call him the plumber because he lays pipe. Your dad came back down from the mountain and said,
Mario.
I am a man. No.
His street name be Super Mario.
Let's keep it light and talk about.
Okay. Also,
talk about catching our parents. Doing the nasty.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Shit, guys.
I've never my
or
sister
or something
has.
Along those lines.
My sister
okay,
has.
Tell us.
How's this? I called my ex's parents.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
I know, right?
So disgusting.
But it was.
Wait,
Voldemort. I'll tell you the whole story.
Voldemort's parents.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't have a Voldemort.
You do
you
have,
kind
a
of
Voldemort.
Have a Voldemort.
You have
a
Voldemort.
I saw this
bus
again. I know you're not. I know. And I remember I told you not to do the thing. Did you do the thing?
No, I didn't do anything.
Okay, well done.
I was very. Because I had the 30th after. Anyway. But let me, like, okay,
that's
there's
this
two guys.
This guy wanted to dunk himself back in problems.
I know, right?
He wanted to dunk himself
a,
back in problems.
There was nothing. There's nothing. But I'll tell you guys a story where I caught my ex's parents. To your point, I understand where your traumas are coming from concerning the ass whoopings.
Yes, because you set a cat on fire.
No, fam. I didn't set any cats on fire.
Sorry.
I did, that's shootings, but no. What as we like, we come from a generation, especially as I don't know what your age is, but we caught them, those hands from our parents. We caught hands. What I mean, blows. We caught blows. We all caught. You heard in those story about your dad can throw hands. Like your time is gonna, you're gonna catch hands. Mm. So I understand that, but I'm not against hidings. I'm not against hidings. But there's a fine line. There needs to be a level of control. There needs to be a strong level of control, because it can easily fall into abuse. But I'm saying, because there are kids who've never fetched a hiding in their life, and you can fucking see it, those useless cinema pictures in the office. Chat. You can fucking, Kieran. Oh my god, you're like,
a couple of horns.
A couple of horns, a kid.
Kieran.
You can pick out the people who never caught a hiding.
One or two Frickies. No, okay, Fricky always caught a hiding.
It's fucking useless.
Fricky got Fricky.
Those useless fucks.
No.
Damn.
The Afrikaans parents beat their children.
Yeah. Mm. You're generalizing, but I'm not talking about race here. I'm just talking about, you can see the people who never caught hands. Brown, white, doesn't matter where you come from. Yeah. You can see those spoiled
motherfuckers. Let's call it hidings.
Hidings, not term. Abuse.
Yeah.
That's one thing. So, but taking it too far, it is too far. I also understand that your perspective as to what is too far or not too far is individual. Mm. So what might be not far, well, I don't think that's far. For the person catching the hiding, it's like, oh, this is way too far. Yo, what an emotional minefield you have to dodge there. Secondly, at the point, I had a very trying relationship with my parents. My parents got divorced, so I had four parents. I had mom and stepdad, mom and stepdad, and dad and stepmoms. Mm. And it was,
I'd like
was
to
also
ask a question about that. But
it was also, and what I did is that I isolated myself. I'm like, I'm not really part of that family. I'm not really part of this family. I'm my own lone ass wolf. But the only time that my relationship got better with all sides, is when I stopped putting all my parents on a pedestal to be like, oh, these need to be perfect role models. I started treating them, oh, these are just as flawed humans as I am. From the point I made that change in my own mind, our relationships became, no matter what drama, like, no matter whatever I see my father or mother do, whatever the case may be, I realized, I can smoke weed with my mom's. It's not a thing. I can have a drink with my timer. I can, like, we, it has become so freeing, and it was a personal mindset change. It wasn't them that needed to change.
I went through something similar where it was this thing of like playing our parents against each other, or like working on our parents in such a way that we take advantage of
space. I never did that. I just avoided everybody.
You just spoke about smoking weed with your
Mom. But that's only later on in life. Like, okay. I only came to this mindset fairly recently. It's not
but
a thing that's been happening.
Avoidance really the answer?
It's not. It's really not. I don't avoid now because, and we're all happier now for it. Like, my stepmom and my mom can go to lunch together. My stepdad and my father will go fishing together without any of us. Because it's like they're bras.
That's the question I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
So, my baby's in a blended family.
Mm.
And I think her mom, I actually even sent her this message on my birthday. I think her mom has done a fantastic job. I think her other dad has done a fantastic job. I remember when people were like, oh, why would you call him her other dad? I'm like, he is.
It's beautiful.
Like, I've known friends who like have had a stepdad since they were five, and they call them like, yo, that's my dad. And like, it makes sense why she would say that's my dad. Like, I'm not fussed about. Also, I don't know, it's not a weird like dick swinging competition where it's like, we gotta. But older people seem to have an issue with that type of vibes. How did your parents deal with that? Is that too much of a question? But like, how, and if not how, like how did they make that work?
They made it work because I was the catalyst to make it work. Like, because I isolated myself entirely. At that point, I was like quite independent at a very early age. I wasn't even really out of varsity by the time. I was completely independent. So I made it clear to them that, yo, we all want a relationship, but I can't do the split thing, or I can't be, or then I must just be alone. So I forced the situation, like, guys, we just all have to get along if any of you want me in your lives. And I sort of, it took a lot of time and a lot of conversation, a lot of random lunches, and oh, I'll invite my stepmoms and my moms to the same lunch. And I'm like, this is what it is. Deal with life.
Make it sounds like the parent trap.
Yeah. And it just ended up that way. Now, because I've done that for so long, I've been like, and I haven't let it go. I'm like, yo, this is what it is. Like, my siblings from both of the family will go sleep at each other's house. I won't even know. I'll go to the house like, ah, Cuba, you guys are you in the same place. Okay, cool. I wouldn't even know. But it's beautiful that way.
I want people outside of the speakers to speak.
I would like us to go back
to
an important
sex.
Yes. Tell me about you.
Okay. Before we catch our parents having sex, we are moving now to Klein Salzer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Klein Salzer Brut, which is not going to be sweet.
It's not. Awesome. And it's actually nice. I really like this one.
It's not going to be sweet.
I really like this one.
Now I don't like this one.
You don't like this one?
We have different taste buds.
We do. I don't like the sweet. Like, this is more acidic, I feel.
I like the sweet.
And it's not as sweet.
No, that's not the same. You can try this.
It's... I really like that plain... Plainer... What? Plainer salsa.
Yeah.
We're literally drinking aftershave now.
Guys, we are definitely gonna rope... We're gonna rope Bane into some more
reviews.
Jacqueline
tastes like vomit. This is what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Is this the vomit?
Yes. Sharon,
the vomit.
Sharon,
guys. Do you know what it is? Bile.
Guys.
Yeah.
It's
guys.
Sparkling bile.
That's guys.
Some frothy bile.
You know what they say?
A little bit of froth.
Do you know what they say? You know what they say?
No, this is not
if
bad.
If you don't like mushrooms,
I taste
your them. Taste buds are immature.
Thank you.
This is the mushroom.
If you don't like mushrooms, you have immature taste buds. I'm okay with that. Maturity is overrated.
You didn't drink your candy floss.
No, candy floss sucks too.
I'm fine.
I hate candy floss.
Basic taste buds, okay?
Life.
What the fuck
like
is
champagne.
I'm happy you're owning it.
I don't
Sherman.
Like.
I love your favorite
chocolate. Did Michael Jackson ever look at your booty hole?
No, otherwise I'd be mad rich right now.
You are right.
Okay, guys.
Actually, I wish Michael Jackson did look at it, so I'd be like, oh, I'd have all the money.
Okay. So the Klein Salzer
is... No, we're going back to parents.
Yes, please.
No,
yes,
catching
yes,
parents.
Yes.
Yeah, catching our parents
so
having
yes,
sex.
No, Mrs. Esterezen, you
yes.
brought it up, so mm-hmm. speak.
No, guys, I come from such a conservative Christian background.
They're the worst, though. They have the sex
So
cards.
I was like... No, I was the conservative Christian. My dad... Mm-hmm. Obviously, I was raised conservative Christian, mm-hmm. but I was so in it that one day my sister came to me and she's like, yo... Dad's been watching porn. What do
was
I do?
Was he shooting dice?
Beat it.
What do I do? I burst into tears. I'm like, Papa Mia.
Please tell me it was ebony porn.
Please.
I wish. God would listen like that.
Okay. Some big black woman.
Guys,
please.
I wish.
Some BBW.
Some BBW.
Okay, so this is how it goes down. It's some straight up vanilla porn. I think it was even just like a girl touching herself. I don't even think there was a dick in the picture. Okay. Can you join us?
Rolling on the floor.
The story gets
laughing.
Better. Okay. So what do? We decide to print out the website.
No, you outed your father. No.
Because we're so upset because he's going to go to hell, guys. He's sinning against his own body.
I have a lot of questions.
So my sister prints out. We go to knock on my dad's door.
Oh, no.
Papa.
This is
we're like,
good.
Dad, we found this.
What?
Crying. streaming. I'm like, Dad,
this is the best story.
Tell me this is not true. No.
Tell me it ain't so.
What does my dad say? Never. Me.
I will die with the lie.
He's like, where did you find this? We're like, Dad, we printed it out.
Why would I do such a thing?
He's like, no, guys. Never. The computer, there must be something wrong with the computer.
Guys. My computer got a virus. And my pants fell off.
The computer accidentally typed Pornhub.
He's like, my Liffy, ek sal nooit so iets doen nie. Beloof jou, my Liffy, nooit.
Did he blame you guys? Stop clicking on pop-ups.
I don't know what that means, but it sounded very Steve Hoffman-ish.
Yeah.
No, he promised us. He was like, no, I would never do that.
Your father lied to you.
He totally, my dad chokes it on the regular.
My dad used to have a
tub of Vaseline next to his bed. And I remember the one time I was like, oh, I need some Vaseline. My dad was like,
The only caption for this episode of the podcast is going to be my dad jokes it on the
roof. Have you ever, or maybe you should upgrade your timer and just buy him like a bottle of lube, like a Jurex lube. And be like,
buy him a sex doll.
You know, my dad, he deserves lubrication. Yes, he really does.
He does.
Petroleum. He's better than that. He's got a Suzette.
Actually, can I ask a question?
He doesn't need a flashlight. But I'm sure she's temporary.
And this applies to the men as much as the women.
A good smelling lube.
How much lubrication do you use when you masturbate?
What, like, do you measure it? Like,
you mean avocado oil?
Do you use, do you even use lube?
I train in hard conditions. So when I come into lusciousness.
You don't use lube?
No.
You jerk it dry.
I've never used lube.
So we have
how do you train for war?
I don't go dry, guys.
This is why I'm asking, because the Vaseline thing confused me, because I've never used lube.
It's going to change your life. Use lube to jack off.
I used somebody's bathroom.
Somebody around this table.
Wait,
mine.
And
what?
The sink.
The only moist one in the house.
I went to wash my hands and then.
Imagine if you walked in at that moment, putting lube all over her hands. He'd be like, okay, the avocado oil was one thing, but
no. Suzette was like, I didn't know Jurex made soap. Oh well.
But no, so my dad.
Jurex soap.
That's why your hands are so soft.
No. When did you
have that? What?
Okay.
So my dad gets home. There was a year when it was just my dad and I at home. And he goes and does the grocery shopping and buys. I ask him to get me some toiletries and he says, okay, they're on the kitchen counter in the plastic bags. Cool. I'm trying to get my conditioner. I pull out a box. It says KY. It takes me a minute. I'm just like, oh shit. The next thing I touch and pick up is a red bottle of Durex. lube. Well done. The next one is a blue bottle of Durex lube. But I'm also just like, but dad, how much? Kid. You are single, yes, though. Like, what?
Yes, yeah, she is single. Yes, she is single. It be like that sometimes. It be like that sometimes. You know, sometimes yourself. You gotta romance your own self.
Exactly. Sometimes. Light a candle.
But also, there might be some others that are like sneaking in when I'm asleep, sort of thing.
I mean, listen, that's all we wait for. We wait for your kids to go to sleep so we can be like, yo, listen.
Yo. Don't put a
Mamzo from the PTA meeting. How you doing?
So I've also found, well, for whatever reason, rummaging through his bedside table drawer.
Did you find a blob doll?
Okay, but
that's something
like snooping.
Yo, why are you rummaging through your dad's drawer? Like, why do you think you're trying to find?
Look,
why do you think you aren't gonna find problems?
It happened. Problem is, he's dealt with the same problems when he rummaged through my shit.
Oh my god.
And so I touched something and I didn't know what it was, but it was like, and then it was a dick ring.
Oh.
Papa. Shout out to Papa Sherry. Yo, don't even try and shame him. He's don't even try and shame him. No. Listen, he's getting up. He's trying to.
Brown. Also, that was the one time.
You have to salute him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Going there.
Yes. He's trying to make, he's trying to make other people feel
stepping out of boundaries.
He's embracing his sexuality.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, great. Also, when I was very young, and I think I continued to find these spots, but I found the spot.
You have a lot of these stories. I just want to say, there are a lot of
going.
These stories.
I think at this point
my
we're looking for it.
My parents hid their goodies. This is when my parents were still together. It was like long ago.
What do you mean
they find their goodies? I found they were.
Were the whoops
vibrating?
No, so there were videos like VCR, like tapes.
How did you know the videos were? Off? How did you know the videos had your parents?
Home videos?
No, they were, no, not home videos. Okay. No, well,
so they were porn.
No.
Porn VHS.
Porn
VHS.
What they had Star Wars.
I love how you guys want to know the titles. I have no idea. I watched them, but I don't know.
You watched them?
Yes, of course I did.
Oh
shit!
You and your dad and your mom magazines. Have jerked off to the same
people.
Probably my brother too.
Wow! We have to clarify, please.
I cannot.
Are you saying okay? This happened.
I cannot.
Not together, right?
Yeah.
Not in the same room at the same time. Okay.
I really hope not.
So, yeah, no, right? There were videos, magazines, of course.
Were the pages stacked together?
Man, I'm gonna go there. You sound
just like mad torn pages because they keep.
You peel them apart slowly.
Like now, her favorite sound is
builds
like that.
The intensity.
The magazine is now a tablet.
And then, there was this soap. I think it was soap. I don't know what it was, but I think it was soap. It was shaped like.
Dude, you found a dildo. Oh my god.
You
and that was not soap.
Yeah, that wasn't soap.
That wasn't soap.
So, how are your parents
for
this? Ready for action. Your parents are all over.
You found a soapy dick.
Sharon, I don't mean to say this personally, but your parents are some nasty ass motherfuckers.
But shout out to them and shout out to their sexuality.
Your dad was doing dirty things to
you. And
this,
mind you, I found when I was young.
Oh, here's a quick question before we start to get into the wrap up phase. Who here thinks their parents ate each other's asses?
Mm-mm.
There wasn't a thing. I
no, you definitely don't get to say.
I think it's
your
like
parents.
A
million.
You're
your parents.
definitely
ate ass.
At this point, I'm
eating
that
never
kiss
like
your
hands
on the
left.
Not my mom,
point,
guys.
Don't
your
kiss your
mom
ate
ass.
Yeah, I don't know about
your
eating ass, but your mom definitely peed on your father. Absolutely. Facts. Facts of life.
Guys.
She squatted over him.
Oh my god.
She squatted over your father and super soaked all of them.
Your parents are freaks. Yeah. Like,
fam. Damn. The worst thing I found in my parents' drawer was a condom.
I found a used
condom
once.
Oh, fuck off, fam! Fam!
And you say it so casually. Fam!
But that was when I realized.
You are living a wild life.
That's when I realized my dad was creeping. I didn't realize, guys, but I realized. When I found out for sure my dad was creeping, I was like,
that's the link.
That's what happened.
It wasn't
okay,
that
but
person.
Also, when did you stop going through your parents' stuff?
My God. Yeah,
like, really?
This
is all primary school and
high school.
I feel like an open door policy is not meant to be for home. That's an office thing.
Why are you rummaging through your parents' things?
Yeah.
Okay, close the door.
Can I say to you, Chacho?
Before we
it was you, it was all you.
Okay.
Before we wrap up. We've just outed our parents. Let's out ourselves. Embarrassing sex stories of our own. Mm. Quick one.
Go.
Come on.
Start.
I can't start.
Me.
Wait,
start.
Let me think.
Okay.
Embarrassing sex story. Okay.
So, I'm like.
Oh, I like this.
I'm young, and I just discovered porn. And I just got a new phone. So, you know, like Nokia's, where was the on and off button? Like at the top,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then everyone got Blackberries. And what was that button at the top? The play pause button.
Oh, shit.
So,
oh,
wow. I'm on an airplane and I have to turn my phone off. And so I keep in the top button. And what it does is it plays the last thing you watch. Literally. You know that smacking sound?
I love it.
Let's do some ASMR shit.
Wow.
Like,
that's good.
Wow.
I can feel my heart in my face. So I push the button again and again, so it just like starts and stops. Because I don't have enough brain capacity to turn it off. So I just
take out the battery,
lift up the thing, take off the battery. And by this time, like everyone is looking at me. I'm like a 16-year-old girl just outed for watching porn. So, and that was at the start of the flight. It was an overseas trip. It was like 13 hours.
Okay, so by embarrassing sex story, we just mean something that might be vaguely sexual that we can
say
is embarrassing. The squad knows the story. I'm assuming we're going this way.
I need to think about this.
I have a story. Two-thirds of us know the story and continue to laugh at me to this day. But I once met this young lady and she was cute. And also, she was cute. Mad smart, blah, blah, blah. Took her for a movie. I had a tough day.
Salt Bay.
So, don't ruin the punchline. So, I'd had a tough day. So, my quaps, being my underarms, were not doing well. They were not doing well. And I only noticed this when I got there with her and I was like, what is that? That smells like manual labor.
At the end of the day.
Yes! I smelled like the old school black label ass.
Yeah. When they were putting up pylons.
Yeah.
It was heavy. It was heavy. Like, I smelled like I'd done 30 push-ups. Okay. Other people who do push-ups a lot, like, that might not make you
and
sweat. But that would make me sweat. Like, fam, I smelled like I just fucking rescued a cat from a sewer. Like, it was, the quaps were doing a lot. So now I notice this and I'm like, shit, what do we do? But it's also 9 o'clock in the evening. There is nowhere to go to buy Smell Nice. So I'm like, fuck, what do I do? And now this is affecting my date because I can't touch old girl. I can't put my arm around old girl. And it's a movie. And in a movie, what is the classic move? You want to yawn and then be like, baby cakes.
I thought it was the dick in the popcorn box.
Huh?
Simmer down. Simmer down. Simmer down. Simmer down. Wow.
That is classic popcorn. That is, that's what I've seen.
No, that is the classic porn move. Like, so I want to like reach around, but I can't. Because every time I lift my arms, it's like, what is going on? Why is this happening to me? So I'm like, okay, how do we fix this? I go to the bathroom. Hit the bathroom, go splash water under my arms. Not working, just making it worse. I'm like, why is this my life? Somewhere in my life, I then discover that, you know what? Science says. Science says that salt eats moisture. And science also tells me that moisture is the reason my corpse is doing what they're doing. So if I apply salt to the situation, I'll be good. Do I not go to the popcorn station and apply salt
in front there, just there in the public?
The lady who was like running the thing was never so perturbed. She looked at me. She looked at me like I was an entire psychopath.
Yeah.
I went on my hands
under the
arms. Okay, are we talking salt and vinegar, butter salt?
Just my guys, plain salt.
Imagine you go there smelling like the whole cheese curls.
Sour cream and chives.
But can I tell you a true story? Science was right. I didn't stink anymore.
Wow.
Also, I could lift my arms. Also, I have the picture that
we But also, they were sticky. Now that, like, now my underarms were sticky, but better than.
Amazing.
Better than.
I have the picture. I will find it.
Sherman died. Sherman
was dead. Are you going? Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. So, this is a quick anode. Meet this girl, cutie with the booty, chemistry, and we end up having sex. But you need to know the history of this girl. Old girl was born with a strong hand.
Hey!
Now, for those of you who don't know what a strong hand is and who has not watched Scary Movie 2.
Oh, shit.
Oh, use your strong hand.
It's an underdeveloped hand. So she had an underdeveloped hand, but she was like, she's beautiful, attractive. Like, it didn't bother me until. We're in bed. She's on top. She's riding the Poloni pony. And she strokes my face with the strong hand. I was like, I did not want to be touched. Like, it freaked me out. It's like she stroked my face with the strong hand. And I went immediately flaccid. I couldn't. It was, I could, like, we were okay. We were 100. I didn't ostracize her because she had a strong hand. Like, I was the, like, it's okay. Let's see the pinky.
It's okay. I'm just never going to get hard. I can see
the pinky. Just don't touch my face. She stroked my face.
I can see the pinky of the strong hand rubbing your face.
What about your penis? Would that be fine?
What?
If she stroked your penis.
That is weird. That's a baby's hand. No, I do not want it. Can we leave the strong hand out of sex?
It's a bit ableist, but...
It's a bit?
Ableist.
Ableist?
It's like racist, but for people with legs. Yes.
I heard.
I'll take
people
that title.
People who are able-bodied.
I will.
Same thing. Racist, but for people with legs. But
I heard she tried a hand at being a DJ, so that she could only play half the song.
You're a papaya. Listen, we're not. We're taking it. Now we're taking it. We're taking it. You're dead. No more champagne.
Okay. Are you ready?
Between you guys keep procrastinating here.
I'm nothing to say.
You must have a story. No, you're
lying.
You're such a liar. Everybody has stories.
Sex life has been without incidents.
Okay, having a without incident since. All of my stories are nothing weird per se. It's just I've always just been caught in public. Like there's quite a few times where I've been caught. I'm banned from Clearwater Mall.
Who is
that? Oh, yay, Mr. Bull.
Tell us why you were there.
Big, yeah, like, I see who, isn't like there shit. Many... We all just be fucking at Clearwater Mall. That's the spot,
bro. No, I'm joking.
There are many security guards.
No, you're not.
Who know what my dick looks like? Like, it's just unnecessary.
Who actually? Say, okay, why? Not many, but
they know like, what your dick looks like.
Are you a flasher?
No, I'm just like so having sex like in the parking lot or whatever, and you get caught by like the cops or the security guards or whatever the case may be. Like, I've done that a lot.
Only two of the five people here know what you're talking about.
So, like, you okay, I'll tell you the Clearwater story. So, we go have a movie date, whatever the case may be, go to a restaurant, and I'm like, okay, cool, let's go. And I'm driving, and it's in my car, and we're like, feeling some kind of way. So we go from the main parking, we're like, let's go find a quiet parking. We'll park in the quiet like corner and we do what needs to be done. As we're doing what needs to be done, we're in the mix. All of a sudden, whoop whoop. Coppers. But it's more security. Flashlights, fam. What's going on here? Come to find out they've been watching us on the cameras the entire time.
Mm. Yo, that's some perverts. That's
I've
actually
also
some
been
perverts.
Told. Yeah. We saw you on the cameras. Yeah. I'm like, what cameras?
Yeah.
This time I'm like, legs spread.
Yeah. Where?
The clubhouse. Where my mom's clubhouse.
They were probably like, yeah, that's her daughter.
We're going to show your mama what you've been doing.
Yeah, these legs look familiar. We saw her. Yeah. We saw her and her dad here with the vibrating thing.
But nice. They're so good.
But, I can tell the story about the time that it was like risky, because I like to do the risky risky areas where you could possibly get caught. That's like a thing. But then at the same time, I caught my ex's parents doing the nasty. So we come home late. I'm dropping off my girl. We come home like super late from the club or wherever we're at. Everybody's asleep. So I walk into her door. And like, she's like, hey, come in quick. I'm like, cool, come in. We entered through the kitchen because, like, you know, they had the kitchen door and they had the front door. So we entered through the kitchen door and everything's quiet in the house. It's like, okay. There's no kitchen door. We smash in the kitchen on the kitchen counter. Finish doing what needs to be done. But then we hear something like, what the fuck is that noise? Because we thought nobody else was home. Come to find out, we just looked it down the passage. Open door, who's smashing against the wall? Her parents.
yes. Listen. We are going to continue this conversation.
In private.
But, yeah, listen, y'all have run out of data anyway. So, tell us about the thing you're drinking. How do you feel about it? Klein Seltzer. What's
bile.
Your vibes?
It's more mature.
Frothy bile. Ooh.
Yes.
One frothy
like
bile.
Vomit.
One vomit.
Dude, the thing is bitter, and I taste what the ladies are talking about. It's the brute is not okay. It's not okay.
It's not mocking.
Yeah.
You guys are just immature motherfuckers. This is.
You said that about asparagus too. I just want you to know, like, asparagus is not the hill you should die on.
No, yeah, no. I like the fact that it's not sweet, and maybe that's the thing that I'm hung up on. This is not the best tasting one I've ever had. We've had better on this podcast.
My
it's
argument
okay.
is, when you want champers, you want something sweet because it's a celebration. So something that tastes like nectar.
Why? Why is that a thing? Sweet and celebration. It doesn't need to be a thing. I hate sweet shit.
Yeah, but that's because you burnt cats. That's because you burn cats and you just have
is
a
that a euphemism
childhood.
For something? Or
no,
no,
it
okay.
is not. You just set thing. Some cats on fire.
Oh my god.
You like saying
he's
it,
reformed.
But it's actually
he's
it's
reformed.
Actually
no, he's changed.
He's reformed.
He's now a Christian. But once upon a time, some cats learned their lesson.
Dexter.
You guys live with Dexter.
Yes. One morning we woke up. His breakfast was a steak. As he was watching Canada.
No, wait, okay, you also have to say the steak. The steak,
it wasn't
it
wasn't
a
potato. There was no vegetable.
There was It wasn't even a medium steak. Rare steak. It was a blood.
Not like, even an egg on top.
Fam. It was just there was a nothing. Giant
it was a steak for breakfast. What were you watching?
Cannibal Holocaust.
Cannibal the cow. Holocaust. The cow was literally basically going. And he was watching. I remember the scene he was watching. He was watching. It's this weird band movie, apparently. Apparently it's banned. But they, and he keeps saying, how can you be scared of this but not be scared of that? And I'm like, they were scrubbing this lady. It was like a giant palm tree. And she was like, they were scrubbing.
Stop, 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 stop. We don't need
And I was like, fam, that is bedtime. A lot.
Sleep.
Anyway, we are. It was a wild day. I was like, it was 11 o'clock.
It was a good day. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I feel like I'm gonna get attacked. Stop it, guys.
I was like, guys, I just want to watch Mulan.
Actually, Mulan is evolved. It's a whole evolve.
So
in closing, can you close us with some Afrikaans? Say
before you close us. Before you close us.
Sorry. Yes.
This is actually kind of nice. I like it.
Okay, bye.
I kind of like it.
Okay, bye. Bye. Yes. Bye. 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 Kom gereeld. Bye. Is thuis.
Bye.
Bye. Van Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Van Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hashtag, in spirit of the Afrikaans, poes af.
Poes af.